Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As the highly pathogenic avian influenza has been running its course through the U.S. dairy industry, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Senior Director of Public Policy, R.J. Carney, says that they are definitely keeping an eye on this issue.
Front and center for the NASDA members. It's front and center for APHIS, for many of our federal colleagues, and just a lot of attention. A lot of collaboration and working through to ensure the safety of the food supply chain is intact. Also to ensure there's a better understanding of what is happening with the dairy cattle. And the key here is with USDA just releasing its new federal order, there's a lot of understanding that needs to work its way out so the dairy farmers understand the impact and the new testing requirements.
The federal order is a national order. However, states will have the opportunity to go further with any type of restrictions and testing of their own.
States will have the opportunity, if they so choose, to go further with any type of restrictions that they may put into place. But at this current moment, a lot of the focus is on, let's make sure we understand the federal order. Let's ensure we can disseminate that information down to the dairy farmers so they can begin to implement and participate into testing requirements.
R.J. Carney with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.